How to talk about your husband.
怎么说你的老公、丈夫。
I like to talk about my husband.
因为我爱他，而且他是很棒。
There are two main ways to talk about a husband in Chinese.
一个叫法很客气。
In any writing that is more formal than relating everyday conversations, you will see the word
先生。
With this title, the husband is given a place of preeminence, but we'll get back to that more later. However, a more casual and endearing reference is
老公。
This was confusing for me to understand, because in my culture, calling someone old man is considered disrespectful. What I needed to understand is that reverence for age is built into the Chinese language. For instance,
上中文课以后，我常常说谢谢很好的老师。
Because in Chinese, one doesn't just say teacher, one says very old, wise, revered teacher to show respect and appreciation. We can see this mirrored in English just a bit in the common phrase, he is an old hand at that. In Chinese, they say something very similar.
在这方面，他是老手。
Respect carries over into the words for wife, too. The husband may be first, but the respectful word for wife is
太太。
This is a doubling of one of the words used in indicating extremely over. So,
哪怕先生第一，在家太太还是最高。
I couldn't help but remember the other first way I learned to use the word 太。
当我去买东西的时候，我常常说，这个是太贵了。
Then I couldn't help but think that some husbands think,
我的太太太贵。
But I'm sure they still think of them in terms of endearment, similar to 老公。In recognition of long-term and close relationship, a wife is often
老婆。
Interestingly, both words here mean old. The second,
婆,
specifically meaning old woman in a general respectful way. It is used to refer both to a grandmother or a mother-in-law in an elderly woman you want to show respect for. I am supposed to practice my Chinese at home.
哪怕我的老公听不懂。
I will have to come to terms with the difference in the languages if I want to use the best word for the circumstance and relationship.
可能我会教他说，老婆，我爱你。